Now, welcome on to the call, the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Cheeseman. Good morning, Russ.
Morning, Rob.
Impressive, especially second quarter for your team, 31-3 win over Lehigh. Just as you look back, give me your impressions on how your team played.
Well, it wasn't a great start, obviously. We weren't playing real well in the first quarter. We turned the ball over, and fortunately, our defense stepped up and held them to a field goal there. And I think that may have sparked us a little bit, to kind of get the momentum shifted. And then in the second quarter, we started making some plays. We got some stops. We got a turnover, gave our offense ball in the 19, for a pretty quick score there. So it kind of turned over. And then you got in the second half and kicked a field goal in the third quarter and played pretty decent defense for the most part. And then and just the rest of the game, played a lot of people and hung in there. And, so it was a good day because we did get to play. Got to win, but we got to play a lot of people.
I know when we talked last Monday, you weren't overly pleased with the performance from your defense. What was the difference, or how did you feel like they played on Saturday?
Well, we didn't give up big plays, and that was the key. You know, we gave up 9 big plays against Howard, and we didn't give up big plays. We made them try to earn everything. We were efficient on third down, but we were against Howard too. But you know, I think it was the big plays that got us, you know, some poor angles, some missed tackles. And I think we were better. We got to continue to improve in that area, but, it got better.
Question this morning from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Thank you. Coach Huseman, given the rush defense that Villanova has thrown up the first couple games, do you see this as a game Richmond's going to have to throw the ball more efficiently? And if I could piggyback on that and ask you how you think Joe Mancuso is playing as your quarterback right now.
Well, you know, we're going to have a great offensive game plan. These guys are really talented and good on defense. They pose a lot of problems, bring people from a lot of different ways. So, I mean, we're going to have to mix in the run and the pass. We're going to have to run the football. We can't – we're not built to just step back and throw the football. So, we're going to have to find creative ways to run the ball, somehow get it going there, get the running game going. But I got confidence. Our backs are pretty good. And, you know, up front offensively, we've been doing a nice job. But it'll be tough real estate in there, but we got to find ways. I think Joe's been playing really good. Obviously didn't have a really good first quarter in this game, but I think probably for about 7 quarters in the 2 games, he's played really efficient, got the ball where it's supposed to go. So proud of Joe.
I could follow up by asking if you think Josiah Williams will play Saturday at Villanova.
He will not.
Could you elaborate on what his situation is?
Violation of team policy.
Thank you.
All right.
You touched on the need to be able to run the ball. 206 yards on the ground on Saturday, and really balance between Savon and Aaron and your freshman Jerry Garcia. Is there any method to rotating those guys, and what do each of them bring that's maybe a little different?
I think early in the season, to be honest with you, I think to keep them all fresh, and we probably needed all 3 of them fresh. Aaron ran for 71, and I think 63 of his yards were after contact. Savon ran for 74, and a lot of his were after contact or making a miss. You know, Jerry had some nice seams in there and, got his yardage there, but it's nice when you can kind of have 3 guys to hand the ball off. And, you know, I'm not sure if Aaron could, I'm sure he could, but I don't think we want him carrying the ball 25 times a game. So I think the way we're splitting it up is pretty good.
Defensively, you were able to get in the backfield and after the quarterback quite a bit. Toby and Darius Reynolds with a combined for a couple of sacks. How did you feel like those guys played up front?
I thought Darius played great. Darius had both the sacks in there, and he did a nice job of tackle for a loss. He's playing with a great motor. He's rushing the passer really well. He's playing like an all-conference player. You know, Kobe's doing a really nice job. You know, just not as many plays coming his way. You know, he's doing fine. He's getting off blocks. You know, he's left a little bit out there in a couple situations, but Kobe will make his share of plays. They're both doing a really nice job.
Let's look ahead a little bit at Villanova, a team that's also had two big non-conference wins to start the season. Is it's, you know, conference opener for both of you. What are some of the challenges that Villanova is going to present first on the offensive side?
On their offensive side, I think the quarterback's fantastic. He can run, he can throw. You know, in 19, you know, he had some big runs against us, not, you know, not 30, 40 yards, but I mean, he got some critical runs in there, kept drives alive. Having Covington back for them is huge, tremendous back, probably the best back in the league. And that'll be a big challenge right there to get him on the ground. We haven't been tackling fantastic. So, I mean, we got to figure out a way to get him on the ground. I think they're talented outside at wide out. And then up front, they're massive. I mean, everybody's 305 to 320. They can get on you. So, I mean, we're not tiny up front. But, you know, obviously, this will be the biggest group that we faced up front. So, it'll be a big challenge, no question. I think the big thing, Rob, is – you know, we can't give them, you know, drives on our side of the field, whether it be a turnover, a poor punt, block punt. I think they've had 9 possessions starting in the opponent's territory. And that's a credit to their defense, getting takeaways, their special teams units. All those things are giving their offense an opportunity to get really short fields, and we cannot do that. If we give them a bunch of short fields, we're in a world of hurt.
You touched on it a little bit, but their defense, I think, now is 4 turnovers, and they have been allowed many yards per game, as John was saying. What impresses you, or maybe what is the key to their defense success so far this season?
Well, it's a pretty veteran defensive group. I mean, they got a lot of graduate students, some fifth-year seniors. They're talented. They're physical. You know, they do a great job. They know what they want to do defensively. They give you so many different, you know, looks. You know, they come from a lot of different ways. It makes it really hard for an offense to hone in into what you want to do. I think they're well coached, obviously, on defense, and their players have a great grasp of what they want to do.
Touch on the first 2 weeks, being able to play a lot of guys. I know you did in the second half on Saturday. What guys maybe that have taken advantage of the opportunity really kind of caught your eye?
Well, a guy we've been playing quite a bit, you know, even early in, is Marlon Lewis at defensive end. He's doing a really nice job making plays. So we've been awful proud of him. Phil O'Connor, an inside linebacker, has done a really nice job coming in. You know, we played the 2 freshman quarterbacks pretty early, both games, and they don't look scared out there. Now, they're not perfect by any stretch of imagination, but at least they don't look scared and non-perfect. So that makes you feel pretty good. Offensively, you know, we played, you know, 7 or 8 linemen that have done a nice job for us. So, and then obviously 3 backs are playing most of the time there. So, you know, I think, you know, a lot of the guys that played late weren't knockouts, but it was great to get them the experience.
You guys and Villanova have both had similar starts, both kind of dominating victories in the non-conference. Have you noticed a sense of, urgency is not the right word, but a change among your guys as they get ready for this conference opener against a team like Villanova ranked team?
Well, I hope there's not a change, because that means we weren't working hard enough to prepare for Howard and Lehigh. I think every game should be a game in itself. You shouldn't say, all right, now it's Villanova. let's prepare better. We should be preparing each and every week like it's the biggest game of our lives, no matter who it is. And I would bet Villanova is the same way. I mean, just to go out there on a Sunday or you know, and say, yay, all right, Villanova week, clap your hands, jump up and down a few times, doesn't mean that's going to get you ready. So we understand that we're going to have to work really, really hard this week to prepare physically and mentally to have a chance to win this game.
Russ, thanks so much for the time today. Safe travels to Philly, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.